Itty bitty teeny weeny shriveled little short man. Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church. Welcome to another edition of Pastor Mejia Reads Mean Comments, the feminist edition. A couple months ago, I preached a series on the biblical home that infuriated a lot of left-wing, clamorous, odious, blue-haired feminists. And even though our YouTube channel got shut down, they're still leaving me comments. And so I'm going to read a couple of those in this segment. Why are you a deeply misinformed, misogynistic asshole? I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. Does the pastor actually expect only women to cook and clean? Well, the only exception to this would be if you can't cook. At that point, microwave or carry out. Hello. I truly like to see scripture that states my husband should disregard my opinions and feelings. I'm just going to disregard that comment. Men would not exist if not for women. You better show respect. What fertilizes the egg, though? Think about that. He needs a biology class. You are a horrible excuse for a man. So little esteem, I'm assuming, can't handle a strong woman. Well, I can handle a strong woman. I'm just annoyed by loud, boisterous, blue-haired, feminine. I saw your pastor's video on TikTok. I'm really glad it has gone viral because that man has no business being a pastor with his disregard for women. I pray for the women and girls that are subjected to him. Well, I'm glad my videos are going viral on TikTok too. That way I can reach a wider audience with this message. And so make sure you keep sharing my content. Your pastor has a sick, twisted idea of what a wife should be. God be with his wife as she's told to forget who she is as a person. Well, God is with my wife. That's why he gave her me. You are absolutely wrong. A woman is not the head nor the feet. They are equal, hence the rib. You sound like a cult leader. Luckily, I don't attend your church. Yeah, I'm glad you don't. And I hope anyone that is a part of the congregation leaves as well. You wouldn't survive a day in my home. Yeah, I probably wouldn't with all that nagging. I'd probably be on the corner of a housetop or in the wilderness, as the Bible puts it. Thank you for your words on a submissive wife. You're welcome. You have helped me raise a lot of money to get women out of these abusive relationships to men like Bruce. Keep preaching that trash. It only fuels the fire of the righteous. Praying for your swift downfall. Well, make sure you send some of that money over to my wife because she's in this abusive relationship. We'll make sure we take care of that. I am just a non-submissive woman, aka rebellious woman. Just letting you guys know that your hate and control will not be put upon others. Have the day you deserve and know Jesus was a liberal. Yeah, like he liberally distributes authority to the man and will liberally punish feminists and evildoers like yourself. My husband does the cooking. I think you're in a time warp back to the 50s. Let me guess, you don't think women should have control of their own bodies as well? And to put it bluntly, I will f*** my husband when I want to, not when he tells me. I don't think that's the way it works.